You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck, and I think we're going to have to reprimand Keith because this is 2 weeks in a row.
I know, he's slacking on us, huh?
I guess he's too busy with his clients that he has. No, he's doing good things, but he is unable to join us on this week's show. And as we've talked about, since we started the end of 2020 and now into 2021, we're really starting to build a campaign for you. It's designed for you around what we think are the five critical areas of retirement planning. So when someone comes to SHP Financial, they get a retirement roadmap. What does that mean? It's building an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and a legacy plan. Basically addressing as many things as we can possibly control, because there's plenty of things in this life out of our control. As many things as we can control, we want to address within this plan. And the crazy part is, Matt, we've gone, this is probably the fourth or fifth week, and we're still on income planning. Just shows you how much there is into building a plan.
And I always remember, it was a gentleman, a client on the North Shore, that he came, and he's a client now for many years, but he was a smart guy. He was an engineer for Raytheon. And he just said, I originally had planned on doing it myself, and I'm a smart guy, I can handle it. And then as I started to talk to him about all the different things, I mean, gosh, this is like the fourth week that we're just still on income. Yeah. And there's four more areas to cover. He just said, no, I need help. So that's another thing. Sometimes people are afraid to admit that they need help.
Sure.
And so not that I'm typecasting anybody, but highly recommend, sitting down with an advisor, any advisor for that matter. Obviously, yeah, we're biased towards our own, but it's just more of there's so much to this. And without this type of level of detail and focus on it, you're going to miss opportunities.
Yeah. I see folks all the time, Matt, and they're like, I could be golfing and like, my advisor, I really like him or her, and she covers, all these income strategies and has a plan every year to reduce taxes, and they cover estate planning. And I said, if they're doing all that, stay with them.
Yep.
It sounds like they're doing a good job. I'm never one to be like, oh, you got to come see what we do. But on the other end, so many folks that have an advisor, they think of him or her as having a full plan, but many times it's a portfolio. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening right now and you're like, that sounds like me. I have an advisor. I've made good money because the market's gone up 10 years in a row. But do you have more than just a pile of investments? Do you have a plan? Do you have a written income plan? Do you have a plan to reduce taxes? Do you have Roth conversions plans? Do you have a plan to take Social Security and estate planning and blah? It goes on and on.
Well, and that's the thing. And last week, for all of our listeners, that if they remember, we kind of mentioned it offhand about how, to know what's in your portfolio, to know what's in your plan. And so let's say, for example, Derek, as you're saying, all you have is a portfolio and not a plan. Well, here's a great example of it. This is also to all the DIYers, the do-it-yourselfers who just say, I'm just going to do a target date fund. And it was just great because of just this past week, this great article in Barron's. And I just want to kind of share it with you guys because it just shows that not always do you know exactly what you have.
Well, target date funds, a lot of folks have them because let's say you have a 2020 target fund. Well, in essence, that should mean you're retiring in 2020. So the goal of that target date fund is to get closer and closer to being more conservative as you get more closer to retirement. So in 2020, Matt, you'd assume it'd be mostly bonds compared to stocks, right? Because you're retired and you want to have a very low risk allocation. The whole thing behind this is a lot of people have them in 401ks. And, if you have them, don't just assume that it's doing what you think it's going to do, because Matt found some pretty interesting stats about these funds.
Well, exactly. It just knows the fact that it's not as simple as just doing a target date fund. You know, same as, you know, retiring is not just as simple as, oh, I'll just withdraw my assets.
Sure.
And so, you know, here are four major players that everyone will have heard of. You know, Vanguard, Fidelity, BlackRock, T. Rowe Price. These are companies that most likely, not say everybody, but most likely you probably have a 401k held in one of these companies, sure, if you're listening. And so you'd think that, okay, well, the big companies are all carrying 401ks. They must all have the same breakdown on this 2020 fund, on this fund that's literally meant for you to start to retire this year. But when you open up the hood, when you start to dig a little bit, you start to realize that they're not all created the same, and you actually might be more or less aggressive. So, for example, Vanguard is right in the middle. It's 50% fixed, 50% stocks. It's like, okay, so you have Vanguard, you're 50-50. Now, if you have BlackRock, BlackRock has 60% fixed income or bonds and only 40% stocks. So, okay, Vanguard's right in the middle. BlackRock's a little bit more conservative. But then you have T. Rowe. T. Rowe Price has 60% in stocks. So now if you're in T. Rowe, you're actually more aggressive than all of the rest. And Fidelity's just about the same, about 60-40 split. And it just shows that if you just simply say, like, oh, you know, I'll do it myself. I'll just have a target date fund or an index fund. And, oh, it's okay. That's all I really need to do. It's like, well, not necessarily, because people in 2020, you should be thanking the fact that the markets came back as quickly as it did.
Sure.
And that's another topic as to why it was. But obviously, a lot of stimulus, a lot of cheap interest rates, or low interest rates, so cheap lending. But I mean, if you were in that portfolio and it was an extended bear market and you're sitting there with 60% in stocks, which is really basically a moderate portfolio, your retirement's different.
You'd be very upset knowing, you know, what a 60% stock to bond portfolio. If you think it's conservative, that's not. That's more moderate. And that's where, you know, not just like not all portfolios, just because it says 2020 or 2025, it could be one thing at Fidelity, one thing at Vanguard, one thing at BlackRock, and another thing at T. Rowe Price. So same thing when it comes to your plan. A plan in someone's mind could be just having a portfolio. Whereas here at SHP, having a retirement plan is a portfolio, but that's one small piece of the whole picture. Income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. So over the last few weeks, we've been talking about income planning. Income planning sounds, you know, what is that? Like, build an income plan. It's so important. It's really, when you stop working and the company stops paying you, it's a plan of where you're going to withdraw money from to cover your income expenses year after year, ongoing for you, if you're married, your spouse, for the rest of your lives, right? And it's so important. It's probably the most important part of retirement planning, or one of the most important parts. So we're going to actually take you through a case study in the next segment. But really, over this past few weeks, we've talked about how you have to start by knowing what your expenses are. That's step number one. How much do you have to spend every year? What do you have to cover? Step two, how much do you have fixed coming in from things like rental income, Social Security, pension, and more? Number three, what's your gap? What's the gap that you have to fill? Number four, what assets are going to use to fund that gap or fill that gap, which is super important. And then within that, it's timing. It's timing on when to take Social Security. It's decisions on when to take pensions as lump sums, you know, or as a income stream. So there's so much that is involved into an income plan. So as you're listening right now, I urge you to just sit here and, you know, just think for a second. Do you have this planned out? Do you know that when you retire, you have know exactly what assets you're going to use to drive income? And are you confident that's going to last the rest of your lives? And most importantly, is this all written out? Is there a plan? If you have one, great. If you're not sure, or you haven't started this process, that's what we're here to do to help. You know, we probably have 5 to 7 appointments over the next couple of weeks. But if you want to sit down with our team, either virtually or in person, we have, again, you can do a virtual meeting over Zoom, or you can do an appointment in one of our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Braintree, or Hyannis. Obviously very safe, COVID friendly, you know, taking all the precautions that you would normally expect a company to take to protect yourself and ourselves. So if you want to book that visit, call now, 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit online at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to take you through a case study of an example of building a plan for a specific client. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, and as we've been talking about building this income plan so that you know you can retire confidently knowing that you have an income stream coming in when you leave the company, believe it or not, when you're working, they stop paying you. And someone has to cover that gap. And we talked about the important steps of, you know, over the last few weeks, building out this plan and what are the steps that have to be taken to know if you can retire, when can you retire, and what your needs are. And if you missed any of those past shows, go to however you listen to your podcasts, just type in SHP Financial. You can find the past three or four shows were all around building this income plan, which by the way, is only one step out of the five plans that we build within the SHP Retirement Roadmap for the clients that we serve. So with that being said, Matt, I feel like a lot of folks that listen, it's easy for us to say, all right, this is step one. Mm-hmm. This is step two. Figure out your expenses. Figure out your fixed income. Here's how to take Social Security. But I always feel like real case examples or hypothetical case examples of types of plans that we build really help because people can kind of like go through the motions and see what it's like as they're sitting down on our side building one piece of the puzzle.
Well, and I think just to chime in on that too, Derek, it's also about how they eventually find us or when the timing is right.
Sure.
And so, yeah, so I'll sort of share the story of Jim and Nancy. And they're about in their mid-60s now. And Jim sort of went from full-time, part-time. He was an electrical engineer. And so he went from full-time is kind of entering into part-time right now. And Nancy's a nurse up in sort of almost a frontliner there up in Boston. And
sure,
she's actually on the list to get her vaccine soon.
Oh, wow.
The funny part about the timing is that they originally a referral. So they'd worked with a client of ours for years ago, and I met them about 4 years ago for the first time, right? So they came in, Jim had just retired for the first time, and we're talking about, you know, building out a plan. Within a couple months, he literally went back to work. Like retirement, and his initial try at retirement just did not work. He felt he had more to give, and now the timing was right. Now he came back in about a couple months ago and just said, no, now I'm really ready to retire. You know, he had sort of been fed up with the extra work at that point, at that stage. As mentioned, Nancy was getting ready to go in a couple months from today. So as I said, the timing was right. And sometimes it takes that. It's sort of that mentality to say, okay, now I am retired. Now I do need to get to work, work in regards to work on a financial plan.
Yeah.
Because the other part that they share that I think a lot of other people may or may not share, but I think some do, at least some of the folks I've been working with, is that they were just savers their entire life. And they ended up in a position better than they ever expected. You know, I mean, within their 401ks, they ended up having roughly about $2 million.
Sure.
And I remember talking to Jim and Nancy and just saying, like, yeah, did you ever imagine that you'd have anything close to this? They're like, no, you know, and it's just, I mean, that's the reason why you kind of need an advisor.
And
because
they didn't come from like they didn't come from a ton of money, right?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I mean, it was completely, they saved and clawed and scraped and put it all together themselves. And I share that because that's why I really want people to, you know, hopefully any advisor, but solid advisors, because you get posed questions like on legacy, on investment, on healthcare, things that we're not in taxes that we're not really talking about today that are just as important as income.
Exactly.
That you might not ever thought you would need to think about.
Yeah. And then
do
a lot
you know
of the,
what I mean?
That's why it's so many concerns that folks have when they get into retirement or close to retirement are a lot of things that traditional financial plans and portfolios don't address. We started the firm in 2003 and we didn't do it right away. Over time, we're like, wait a minute. If all these questions that we have are on portfolios and income plans, but also on healthcare mm-hmm. estate planning,
right?
Taxes. Shouldn't we build plans to address some of these so that folks can be like, all right, I did that. I checked it off the list instead of wondering, hey, did I do enough planning for taxes before it's too late? You know what I mean?
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, you'll see too how their income plan sort of naturally led to that because, so as mentioned, they had about $2 million altogether saved and they recently moved from the New Bedford area to, you know, to near our Plymouth offices here. And so in their situation, when we took a look at their assets, we said, okay, they had $2 million over here. And because they had recently downsized, they didn't have any mortgage, but their overall expenses were roughly about $90,000 per year, or about $7,000 per month net of tax.
So it's after, they needed that after taxes.
Correct. So roughly a $7,000 or $7,500 to be exact, after taxes. And so then we sort of, you know, took them through the normal steps. We said, okay, what are, you know, let me take a look at your expenses, which added up to about $7,500. Then we took a look at their Social Security and their pension. And so Nancy had a small pension from the hospital, and but combined between that and the two other Social Securities was roughly about $50,000.
Yep.
So they had an income gap of $40,000 annually that they needed to come up with on a regular basis, plus account for inflation, you know, and obviously for growth and things along those lines.
Does that include, it was a $40,000 gap. Does that include taxes or is that not?
No, that's net. So then now you have to include taxes on top of it. Okay. So when we identified what the income gap was, both with using this sort of simple structure, but then also when we inputted all the data into our financial planning software and the platform that we use, it helped kind of identify year after year after year what the tax liability was, et cetera. Sure. And so then we went into the philosophies of safety income growth, saying, okay, how much of the $2 million? Well, you got to leave something in for emergency funds, if the roof goes, car, furnace, and whatnot. But then we try to figure out, okay, how much in the income gap, and they would probably need about anywhere from $50,000 to $60,000 annually, you know, in that for that income funds to be able to you know, get what they need on a regular basis. Then we came up with a nice blend of annuities and dividend paying stocks and different some bonds in there as well. And combined with that specifically income portfolio construction. I'll get to the growth in a second. You know, approximately about $1 million needed to go into this portfolio of annuities, dividend paying stocks and bonds to produce the $50,000 to $60,000 per year for the rest of their life, no matter how long they live.
So they basically took about half their money
mm-hmm.
and covered all their income gap indefinitely. That had, you know, some exposure, but you were never selling at a low. You're either using annuities that have some income benefits or you're using dividend stocks, which should be pretty consistent over time.
Exactly. And so that left anywhere from about 800 to 900,000 that we put in growth. Now, one thing, and I'm kind of running out of time, but so now with the growth bucket, two things happen. Number one, this is your long-term money, as you were saying. This is the money that they're not going to need if there's a downturn or whatever that may be, because the income bucket, you know, about half of what they had produces their income, while the other sort of 40% is for growth. But to tie in tax planning, that was also sort of our Roth conversion bucket.
Yep.
You know, that was the bucket that said, okay, as this, you know, as the income bucket meets our income needs, our required minimum distribution needs, this 900 grand we can let grow, but we could also play with it, forgive the term, when it comes to tax planning and doing some Roth conversion long-term as well.
Well, what I like, Matt, is that Jim and Nancy, is that what it was?
Yeah, Jim and Nancy.
They had money in the bank they could get their hands on and access if something went wrong. New car, roof leaks. Then they had a bucket of money in different various instruments and portfolios and whatnot that were designed to pay income, and that covered their gap. Then they had a long-term bucket that was going to fluctuate over time, but we know we don't need that for 10, 15 years. So it allows us to do some tax planning. It allows us to be more aggressive, knowing that their overall plan is okay. And it's funny, Matt, I'm sure Jim and Nancy aren't calling you saying, hey, thank you for this dividend stock. It's really, hey, Matt, thank you. I feel confident that I have a plan in place. I can go to bed at night knowing that, you know, we have this covered. And so if you're listening and you're not sure if you have that covered, I mean, I would recommend, if I was in your shoes, just scheduling a review, right? Scheduling a review with our team. There's no cost, no obligation. Sometimes an hour of your time could change the next 30 years of your life, right? And so take us up on the offer. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree, or you can set up a virtual visit by calling 800-227-7777. Once again, 800-227-7777. You can also get a ton of information and also book a visit online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, stay tuned. Matt and I are going to leave you with our big tip of the week. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we talked on today's show about real-life income planning. Like, what does it actually mean? And if you missed the past few shows we've been doing on income planning, go to however you listen to your podcast, type in SHP Financial. You can subscribe there and listen to previous shows as well as this one if you missed it. But we're really beginning a series of diving through. It's almost like the CFP protocol or the CFP standard of planning, right? Having an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and a legacy plan. And for all the do-it-yourselfers out there who like to do all this yourself, I think we've spent four shows so far, and we're still in the world one of income. So there's so much information, and you know, more power to you if you figure all this out without a team behind you. That's pretty great and impressive. We always like to leave you with like a final tip of the week that we have based on everything we talked about on today's show. So Matt, what's your number one tip today?
Mine is to kind of go back a little bit to the do-it-yourselfers and to things like the target date fund that I'd mentioned at the beginning. I mean, a lot of people think whether it's just an index fund or a target date fund that, okay, well, hey, I'm diversified, or it's with the target date fund, like, oh, I'm conservative enough because I'm in a 2020 fund and it's 2020 now, so this should be a relatively stable ride. It's really just a great example of how much more complicated retirement is. Retirement planning is so much more complicated than savings, or like certainly the accumulation phase versus the like the saving phase.
Sure.
As you grow and as you add money to your 401k, that's great. But now when you get to withdrawing it, when you get to developing an income plan, now you need to look, okay, how is my portfolio structured and is it right, or is it, you know, am I taking on too much risk or not? What are the tax implications of the withdrawals I'm taking? When to take Social Security? I mean, everything that we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks on the show, it just illustrates all the decisions that need to be made just on that one area, like you were saying. And then to kind of tie in Jim and Nancy, you know, Jim had a great line, which was, yeah, I was thinking about doing it myself, and I figured I could be able to stumble through things, but I just knew that it could be a lot much more better if it was professionally managed.
Much more better? I don't think anyone's
going to talk about it. Yeah, he's not hiring me for my English major.
Yeah.
But it just shows that, you know, we're not out there saying, oh, come to us because, you know, you're going to like, oh, we're going to, you know, manage
the
asset.
Tip of the world.
Yeah, right. Then we're going to get you this extra percentage points and whatnot. It's like, no. Come for us for a plan because it really does. It gives you that peace of mind and sometimes a little bit better performance. I won't lie.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really does take a lot off your plate and there's a lot on it as you enter retirement.
Yeah, good stuff, Matt. And I think for my tip, it's really just don't go into, if you have a, whether you have an advisor or not, doesn't matter. But just don't go into the mindset of, oh, I have a portfolio of stocks and bonds, mutual funds, annuities, so I have exactly what they're talking about, I already have. Because a lot of times folks come in, their plan is very incomplete. They might have part of a plan built out. My tip of the day in this week is just make sure you have all these areas covered. You know, we started this business back in 2003, and to be upfront, for the first few years, we just did the same thing we're talking about. We, you know, someone might have certain accounts and they might have certain holdings with us and vehicles, but it wasn't really a plan. It was more like, you know, they might have made some good money, but what did it have to do with income? What did it have to do with taxes and healthcare and legacy? Our job is for those of you, if you're like 20 years away, you can just keep putting into your 401k. And obviously there's some smart decisions tax-wise, Roth 401k and whatnot you want to think about, but really there's not as many decisions. As you get closer, if you're like 3-5 years or less into retirement or close to retirement, now's not the time to put things off. So again, not to make this longer than it has to be, but just think about your situation. And my tip is, do you have a portfolio or do you have a full plan? And if you're like, you know what, Derek and Matt, I'm not really sure. You might be sitting there, whether you have a a bunch of things covered. Maybe you have just a portfolio, or maybe you don't have anything, and you just say, you know what, I have a 401k at work and nothing besides that, and I don't know what to do with it. This is what we're here to help. You know, we don't know if we're a good fit, but what I would say is take some time, give us a call. What we would do is schedule a time to either do a virtual meeting, or as time is allowed for us and you as you call, if you want, we would do a safe face-to-face meeting in one of our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. So to start that process, there's no cost to do so. What I recommend is pick up the phone, call this number, 800-227-7777. I'll give you that number one more time, 800-227-7777. Just say you want to book a complimentary review, or you can also book a review right online at shpfinancial.com, and also get a ton of other information at shpfinancial.com as well around all these areas of planning. So hopefully that was helpful. And on behalf of myself, Keith, Matt, and the entire team here at SHP Financial, we hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck, and I think we're going to have to reprimand Keith because this is 2 weeks in a row.
I know, he's slacking on us, huh?
I guess he's too busy with his clients that he has. No, he's doing good things, but he is unable to join us on this week's show. And as we've talked about, since we started the end of 2020 and now into 2021, we're really starting to build a campaign for you. It's designed for you around what we think are the five critical areas of retirement planning. So when someone comes to SHP Financial, they get a retirement roadmap. What does that mean? It's building an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and a legacy plan. Basically addressing as many things as we can possibly control, because there's plenty of things in this life out of our control. As many things as we can control, we want to address within this plan. And the crazy part is, Matt, this is probably the fourth or fifth week, and we're still on income planning. Just shows you how much there is into building a plan.
And I always remember, it was a gentleman, a client on the North Shore that he came in, he's a client now for many years, but he was a smart guy. He was an engineer for Raytheon. And he just said I originally had planned on doing it myself, and I'm a smart guy, I can handle it. And then as I started to talk to him about all the different things, I mean, gosh, this is like the fourth week that we're just still on income. Yeah. I mean, there's four more areas to cover. He just said, no, I need help. So I mean that's another thing. Sometimes people are afraid to admit that they need help.
Sure.
And so not that I'm typecasting anybody, but highly recommend sitting down with an advisor, any advisor for that matter. Obviously, yeah, we're biased towards our own, but it's just more of there's so much to this, and without this type of detail, level of detail and focus on it, you're gonna miss opportunities.
Yeah. I see folks all the time, Matt, and they're like, I could be golfing and my advisor, I really like him or her, and she covers, all these income strategies and has a plan every year to reduce taxes, and they cover estate planning. And I said, you know what? If they're doing all that, stay with them.
Yep.
It sounds like they're doing a good job. I'm never one to be like, oh, you got to come see what we do. But on the other end, so many folks that have an advisor, they think of him or her as having a full plan, but many times it's just it's a portfolio. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening right now and you're like, that sounds like me. I have an advisor. I've made good money because the market's gone up 10 years in a row. But do you have more than just a pile of investments. Do you have a plan? Do you have a written income plan? Do you have a plan to reduce taxes? Do you have Roth conversions plans? Do you have a plan to take Social Security and estate planning and blah? It goes on and on.
Well, and that's the thing. And last week, for all of our listeners, that if they remember, we kind of mentioned it offhand about how, to know what's in your portfolio, to know what's in your plan. And so let's say, for example, Derek, as you're saying, all you have is a portfolio and not a plan. Well, here's a great example of it. This is also to all the DIYers, the do-it-yourselfers who just say, you know what, I'm just going to do a target date fund. And it was just great because of just this past week, this great article in Barron's. And I just want to kind of share it with you guys because it just shows that not always do you know exactly what you have.
Well, target date funds, a lot of folks have them because let's say you have a 2020 target fund. Well, in essence, that should mean you're retiring in 2020. So the goal of that target date fund is to get closer and closer to being more conservative as you get more closer to retirement. So in 2020, Matt, you'd assume it'd be mostly bonds compared to stocks, right? Because you're retired and you want to have a very low risk allocation. The whole thing behind this is a lot of people have them in 401ks. And, if you have them, don't just like assume that it's doing what you think it's going to do, because Matt found some pretty interesting stats about these funds.
Well, exactly. It just knows the fact that it's not as simple as just doing a target date fund. Same as, retiring is not just as simple as, I'll just withdraw my assets.
Sure.
And so, here are four major players that everyone will have heard of. Vanguard, Fidelity, BlackRock, T. Rowe Price. These are companies that most likely, not say everybody, but most likely you probably have a 401k held in one of these companies,
sure,
if you're listening. And so you'd think that, okay, well, the big companies are all carrying 401ks. They must all have the same breakdown on this 2020 fund, on this fund that's literally meant for you to start to retire this year. But when you open up the hood, when you start to dig a little bit, you start to realize that they're not all created the same, and you actually might be more or less aggressive. So, for example, Vanguard is right in the middle. It's 50% fixed, 50% stocks. It's like, okay, so you have Vanguard, you're 50-50. Now, if you have BlackRock has 60% fixed income or bonds and only 40% stocks. So, okay, Vanguard's right in the middle. BlackRock's a little bit more conservative. But then you have T. Rowe. T. Rowe Price has 60% in stocks. So now if you're in T. Rowe, you're actually more aggressive than all of the rest. And Fidelity's just about the same, about 60-40 split. And it just shows that if you just simply say, like, oh, I'll do it myself. I'll just have a target date fund or an index fund. And, oh, it's okay. That's all I really need to do. It's like, not necessarily, because people in 2020, you should be thanking the fact that the markets came back as quickly as it did.
Sure.
And that's another topic as to why it was. But obviously, a lot of stimulus, a lot of cheap interest rates or low interest rates, so cheap lending. But I mean, if you were in that portfolio and it was an extended bear market and you're sitting there with 60% in stocks, which is really basically a moderate portfolio, retirement's different.
You'd be very upset knowing, what a 60% stock to bond portfolio. If you think it's conservative, that's not. That's more moderate. And that's where, not just like not all portfolios, just because it says 2020 or 2025, it could be one thing at Fidelity, one thing at Vanguard, one thing at BlackRock, and another thing at T. Rowe Price. So same thing when it comes to your plan. A plan in someone's mind could be just having a portfolio. Whereas here at SHP, having a retirement plan is a portfolio, but that's one small piece of the whole picture. Income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. So over the last few weeks, we've been talking about income planning. Income planning sounds, what is that? Like, build an income plan. It's so important. Really, when you stop working and the company stops paying you, it's a plan of where you're going to withdraw money from to cover your income expenses year after year, ongoing for you, if you're married, your spouse, for the rest of your lives, right? And it's so important. It's probably the most important part of retirement planning, or one of the most important parts. So we're going to actually take you through a case study in the next segment. But really, over this past few weeks, we've talked about how you have to start by knowing what your expenses are. That's step number one. How much do you have to spend every year? What do you have to cover? Step two, how much do you have fixed coming in from things like rental income, Social Security, pension, and more? Number three, what's your gap? What's the gap that you have to fill? Number four, how are you going to, you know, what assets are you going to use to fund that gap or fill that gap, which is super important. And then within that, it's timing. It's timing on when to take Social Security. It's decisions on when to take pensions as lump sums, you know, or as a income stream. So there's so much that that is involved into an income plan. So as you're listening right now, I urge you to just sit here and, you know, just think for a second. Do you have this planned out? Do you know that when you retire, you have know exactly what assets you're going to use to drive income? And are you confident that's going to last the rest of your lives? And most importantly, is this all written out? Is there a plan? If you have one, great. If you're not sure or you haven't started this process, that's what we're here to do to help. You know, we probably have 5 to 7 appointments over the next couple of weeks. But if you want to sit down with our team, either virtually or in person, we have, again, you can do a virtual meeting over Zoom, or you can do an appointment in one of our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Braintree, or Hyannis. Obviously very safe, COVID friendly, you know, taking all the precautions that you would normally expect a company to take to protect yourself and ourselves. So if you want to book that visit, call now, 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit online at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to take you through a case study of an example of building a plan for a specific client. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, and as we've been talking about building this income plan so that you know you can retire confidently knowing that you have an income stream coming in when you leave the company, believe it or not, when you're working, they stop paying you. And someone has to cover that gap. And we talked about the important steps of, you know, over the last few weeks, building out this plan and what are the steps that have to be taken to know if you can retire, when can you retire, and what your needs are. And if you missed any of those past shows, go to however you listen to your podcasts, just type in SHP Financial. You can find the past 3 or 4 shows were all around building this income plan, which, by the way, is only one step out of the 5 plans that we build within the SHP Retirement Roadmap for the clients that we serve. So with that being said, Matt, I feel like a lot of folks that listen, it's easy for us to say, all right, this is step one, mm-hmm. this is step two, figure out your expenses, figure out your fixed income, here's how to take Social Security. But I always feel like real case examples or hypothetical case examples mm-hmm. of types of plans that we build really help, because people can kind of like go through the motions and see what it's like as they're sitting down on our side building one piece of the puzzle.
Well, and I think just to chime in on that too, Derek, it's also about how they eventually find us or when the timing is right.
Sure.
And so, yeah, so I'll sort of share the story of Jim and Nancy. And they're about in their mid-60s now. And Jim sort of went from full-time, part-time. He was an electrical engineer. And so he went from full-time as kind of entering into part-time right now. And Nancy's a nurse up in sort of almost a frontliner there up in Boston. And
sure.
she's actually on the list to get her vaccine soon.
Oh, wow.
The funny part about the timing is that they originally a referral. So they'd worked with a client of ours for years ago, and I met them about 4 years ago for the first time, right? So they came in, Jim had just retired for the first time, and we're talking about, you know, building out a plan. Within a couple months, he literally went back to work. Like, retirement, and his initial try at retirement just did not work. He felt he had more to give, and now the timing was right. Now he came back in about a couple months ago and just said, no, now I'm really ready to retire. You know, he had sort of been fed up with the extra work at that point, at that stage. As mentioned, Nancy was getting ready to go in a couple months from today. So as I said, the timing was right. And sometimes it takes that. It's sort of that mentality to say, okay, now I am retired. Now I do need to get to work, work in regards to work on a financial plan. Because the other part that they share that I think a lot of other people may or may not share, but I think some do, at least some of the folks I've been working with, is that they were just savers their entire life. And they ended up in a position better than they ever expected. You know, I mean, within their 401ks, they ended up having roughly about $2 million.
Sure.
And I remember talking to Jim and Nancy and just saying, like, yeah, did you ever imagine that you'd have anything close to this? They're like, no, you know, and it's just, I mean, that's the reason why you kind of need an advisor.
And they didn't come from like they didn't come from a ton of money, right?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I mean, it was completely, they saved and clawed and scraped and put it all together themselves. And I share that because that's why I really want people to, you know, hopefully any advisor, but solid advisors, because you get posed questions like on legacy, on investment, on healthcare, things that were not in taxes that we're not really talking about today, that are just as important as income.
Exactly.
That you might not ever thought you would need to think about.
Yeah, and then
do you know what I mean?
That's why it's so many concerns that folks have when they get into retirement or close to retirement are a lot of things that traditional financial plans and portfolios don't address. We started the firm in 2003 and we didn't do it right away. Over time, we're like, wait a minute. If all these questions that we have are on portfolios and income plans, but also on healthcare, mm-hmm. estate planning,
right,
taxes, shouldn't we build plans to address some of these so that folks can be like, all right, I did that. I checked it off the list instead of wondering, hey, did I do enough planning for taxes before it's too late? You know what I mean?
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, you'll see too how their income plan sort of naturally led to that because, so as mentioned, they had about $2 million altogether saved and they recently moved from the New Bedford area to near our Plymouth offices here. And so in their situation, when we took a look at their assets, we said, okay, they had $2 million over here. And because they had recently downsized, they didn't have any mortgage, but their overall expenses were roughly about $90,000 per year, or about $7,000 per month net of tax.
So it's after, they needed that after taxes.
Correct. So roughly $7,000 or $7,500 to be exact, after taxes. And so then we sort of, you know, took them through the normal steps. We said, okay, what are, you know, let me take a look at your expenses, which added up to about $7,500. Then we took a look at their Social Security and their pension. And so Nancy had a small pension from the hospital, but combined between that and the two other Social Securities was roughly about $50,000.
Yep.
So they had an income gap of $40,000 annually that they needed to come up with on a regular basis, plus account for inflation, you know, and obviously for growth and things along those lines.
Does that include, sorry, it was a $40,000 gap. Does that include taxes or is that not?
No, that's net. So then now you have to include taxes on top of it. Okay. So when we identified what the income gap was, both with using this sort of simple structure, but then also when we inputted all the data into our financial planning software and the platform that we use, it helped kind of identify year after year after year what the tax liability was, et cetera. Sure. And so then we went into the philosophies of safety income growth, saying, okay, how much of the $2 million? Well, you got to leave something in for emergency funds, if the roof goes, car, furnace, and whatnot. But then we try to figure out, okay, how much in the income gap, and they would probably need about anywhere from $50,000 to $60,000 annually, you know, in that for that income funds to be able to get what they need on a regular basis. Then we came up with a nice blend of annuities and dividend paying stocks and different some bonds in there as well, and combined with that specifically income portfolio construction. I'll get to the growth in a second. You know, approximately about $1 million needed to go into this portfolio of annuities, dividend paying stocks and bonds to produce the $50,000 to $60,000 per year for the rest of their life, no matter how long they live.
So they basically took about half their money,
mm-hmm.
and covered all their income gap indefinitely. That had, you know, some exposure, but you were never selling at a low. You're either using annuities that have some income benefits, or you're using dividend stocks, which should be pretty consistent over time.
Exactly. And so that left anywhere from about $800,000 to $900,000 that we put in growth. Now, one thing, and I'm kind of running out of time, but so now with the growth bucket, two things happen. Number one, this is your long-term money, as you were saying. This is the money that they're not going to need if there's a downturn or whatever that may be, because the income bucket, you know, about half of what they had produces their income. Well, the other sort of 40% is for growth. But to tie in tax planning, that was also sort of our Roth conversion bucket.
Yep.
You know, that was the bucket that said, okay, as this, you know, as the income bucket meets our income needs, our required minimum distribution needs, this 900 grand we can let grow, but we could also play with it, forgive the term, when it comes to tax planning and doing some Roth conversion long term as well.
Well, what I like, Matt, is that Jim and Nancy, is that what it was?
Yeah, Jim and Nancy.
They had money in the bank they could get their hands on and access if something went wrong. New car, roof leaks. Then they had a bucket of money in different various instruments and portfolios and whatnot that were designed to pay income, and that covered their gap. Then they had a long-term bucket that was going to fluctuate over time, but we know we don't need that for 10, 15 years. So it allows us to do some tax planning. It allows us to be more aggressive, knowing that their overall plan is okay. And it's funny, Matt, I'm sure Jim and Nancy aren't calling you saying, hey, thank you for this dividend stock. It's really, hey, Matt, thank you. I feel confident that I have a plan in place. I can go to bed at night knowing that, you know, we have this covered. And so if you're listening and you're not sure if you have that covered, I mean, I would recommend, if I was in your shoes, just scheduling a review, right? Scheduling a review with our team. There's no cost, no obligation. Sometimes an hour of your time could change the next 30 years of your life, right? And so take us up on the offer. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Or you can set up a virtual visit by calling 800-227-7777. Once again, 800-227-7777. You can also get a ton of information and also book a visit online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, stay tuned. Matt and I are going to leave you with our big tip of the week. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we talked on today's show about real-life income planning. Like, what does it actually mean? And if you missed the past few shows we've been doing on income planning, go to however you listen to your podcast, type in SHP Financial. You can subscribe there and listen to previous shows as well as this one if you missed it. But we're really beginning a series of diving through. It's almost like the CFP protocol or the CFP standard of planning, right? Having an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and a legacy plan. And for all the do-it-yourselfers out there who like to do all this yourself, I think we spent four shows so far, and we're still in the world one of income. So there's so much information, and you know, more power to you if you figure all this out without a team behind you. That's pretty great and impressive. We always like to leave you with like a final tip of the week that we have based on everything we talked about on today's show. So Matt, what's your number one tip today?
Mine is to kind of go back a little bit to the do-it-yourselfers and to things like the target date fund that I'd mentioned at the beginning. I mean, a lot of people think, whether it's just an index fund or a target date fund, that, okay, well, hey, I'm diversified, or it's with the target date fund, like, oh, I'm conservative enough because I'm in a 2020 fund and it's 2020 now, so this should be a relatively stable ride. It's really just a great example of how much more complicated retirement is. Retirement planning is so much more complicated than savings, or like sort of like the accumulation phase versus the like the saving phase.
Sure.
As you grow and as you add money to your 401k, that's great. But now when you get to withdrawing it, when you get to developing an income plan, now you need to look, okay, how is my portfolio structured, and is it right, or is it, you know, am I taking on too much risk or not? What are the tax implications of the withdrawals I'm taking? When to take Social Security? I mean, everything that we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks on the show, it just illustrates all the decisions that need to be made just on that one area, like you were saying. And then to kind of tie in Jim and Nancy, you know, Jim had a great line, which was, yeah, I was thinking about doing it myself, and I figured I could be able to stumble through things, but I just knew that it could be a lot much more better if it was professionally managed.
Much more better? I don't think anyone's
going to right. Yeah, he's not hiring me for my English major. Yeah. But it just shows that, you know, we're not out there saying, oh, come to us because, you know, you're going to like, oh, we're going to, you know, manage
the
asset.
Best stock tip in the
world. Yeah, right. Then we're going to get you this extra percentage points and whatnot. It's like, no, come for us for a plan because it really does. It gives you that peace of mind and sometimes a little bit better performance, I won't lie. Yeah. But, you know, it really does take a lot off your plate and there's a lot on it as you enter retirement.
Yeah, good stuff, Matt. And I think for my tip, it's really just don't go into, if you have a, whether you have an advisor or not, doesn't matter. But just don't go into the mindset of, oh, I have a portfolio of stocks and bonds, mutual funds, annuities. So I have exactly what they're talking about, I already have. Because a lot of times folks come in, their plan is very incomplete. They might have part of a plan built out. My tip of the day in this week is just make sure you have all these areas covered. You know, we started this business back in 2003. And to be upfront, for the first few years, we just did the same thing we're talking about. We, you know, someone might have certain accounts and they might have certain holdings with us and vehicles, but it wasn't really a plan. It was more like, you know, they might have made some good money, but what did it have to do with income? What did it have to do with taxes and healthcare and legacy? Our job is for those of you, if you're like 20 years away, you can just keep putting into your 401k. And obviously there's some smart decisions tax-wise, Roth 401k and whatnot you want to think about, but really there's not as many decisions. As you get closer, if you're like 3-5 years or less into retirement or close to retirement, now's not the time to put things off. So again, not to make this longer than it has to be, but just think about your situation. And my tip is, do you have a portfolio or do you have a full plan? And if you're like, you know what, Derek and Matt, I'm not really sure. You might be sitting there, whether you have a bunch of things covered, maybe you have just a portfolio, or maybe you don't have anything and you just say, you know what, I have a 401k at work and nothing besides that and I don't know what to do with it. This is what we're here to help. You know, we don't know if we're a good fit, but what I would say is take some time, give us a call. What we would do is schedule a time to either do a virtual meeting or as time is allowed for us and you as you call, if you want, we would do a safe face-to-face meeting in one of our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. So to start that process, there's no cost to do so. What I recommend is pick up the phone, call this number, 800-227-7777. I'll give you that number one more time, 800-227-7777. Just say you want to book a complimentary review, or you can also book a review right online at shpfinancial.com and also get a ton of other information at shpfinancial.com as well around all these areas of planning. So hopefully that was helpful. And on behalf of myself, Keith, Matt, and the entire team here at SHP Financial, we hope you have a great weekend and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap radio show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.